Proverbs for the day, March the 24th, Proverbs 24, verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. Well, strong verse. Two things in it. The thought of foolishness and the scorner. We've dealt with the scorner at different times early this year, and we'll deal with it further throughout the year. So I'll probably spend most of the time on this thing of the thought of foolishness is sin. Now, you know, there is always an appropriate place for the proper kind of humor, a merry heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But as in everything in life in a fallen world, as in everything for a believer where there is the fallen earthly side and the heavenly spiritual side, it is essential for us to observe the two. Thinking about any foolish act, according to this, is sin. It's not a temptation. It's a sin. Now, if it enters your mind and you put it down, that's different. But it said the thought of foolishness is sin. You know, there's things that you might think of, let's say they're humorous, but they might hurt somebody's feelings or be inappropriate. That's probably different. But foolishness has something to it that has to do with doing something that is against God and is against God's wisdom and against God's mind. We need to be careful. I don't think that when you read some of Job's statements that he's practicing foolishness when he says, "I wish I'd never been born." It doesn't seem to fall into that category. That's not the kind of thing the Lord rebuked him for. He was just crying out in pain. So there are some things, for example, Ephesians 5, he gives a list, he says in verse 3, but fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, then he says, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. And the picture is, the thought of foolishness is if you dwell on something and kind of begin to conjure it up and plan it out, doing something foolish. Now, when we read our Bible, there's many things that are foolish. Anything that does not have the fear of God in it is foolish. Anything that does not consider the consequences of losing a relationship with God or hurting it, hindering it, blocking it, dimming it, cooling it off, they're foolish. Anything that has to do with what the world does. There's a sense in which if you sit around and dwell upon doing something like going and drinking or running around, maybe being hard or unfair to somebody, foolish talking and jesting, which are not convenient, Ephesians 5, 4, there's a sense in which instead of those just being a temptation that we put down, we're supposed to get to the point where we don't entertain those at all. The thought of it is sin. In other words, there's some things that you can think and dwell on, even though you didn't go do them, but it's still sin. That is not to get you into condemning mode. That's not to put you in a frame of mind where you condemn yourself. We know that the presentation of temptation is not sin, the receiving of it. But if a foolish thought is sin, then when that thought is presented to you, what you do is you put it down. You reject it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into thought, and bringing every thought into obedience, into captivity. I'm going to turn over here and quote it properly, get myself all twisted around here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and he says in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. It's kind of like getting even with the flesh. We've talked about that. We'll talk about it throughout the year. But the idea is this, bringing that thought into captivity, arresting that thought, taking the sword to that thought, literally casting it down, saying, okay, that's enough. We're not doing this. See, there's some things let's say you're tempted to steal, okay, and you realize that's stupid, and you don't do it. It's wicked. I'm not going to do it. Okay, victory. Let's say you're tempted to curse or swear or something, and you don't. Let's say you're tempted to lust, and you say, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, there are things that if you entertain the thought of foolishness. So when you're reading your Bible, when you're reading Proverbs, take note of what God calls foolish. And so there are many, many foolish things in this book. He describes them as foolish. He warns them as being foolish. And what we understand then is that to do so, to think on those things, the thought of it is sin. And again, it's not to put you into a bondage. Because there are times when a thought comes, you cast it down, you deal with it, you bring the captivity, that's victory. That is victory. But then there are other times, friend, when just to think about it, the foolishness is sin. You know, if you entertain things like being unfaithful in your marriage, things like being unfaithful in a commitment, whether it be your church or business, if you entertain those thoughts, it looks like, to me, from this, the thought of foolishness is sin. Now, I realize that's between you and God sometimes. I know it. And really, and every time it is. But there are some things that are going to be clear to you as you read your Bible. Achan said, I saw, I coveted, I took. So there's a sense in which, at the point of coveting, that's foolishness. Now, he names it differently in Ephesians 4. So, just be on guard. I think it's better if we paint it with a broader brush so that we're aware of it. Again, this is not a believer being under bondage. This is not you hyper-judging yourself. But how about today, set out to say, the thought of foolishness is sin. The second half of the verse is something we deal with many times throughout the year about the scorner. Scorner is an abomination to men. But this verse stands out, this half this verse, the thought of foolishness is sin.